Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Plenty of news happening around the country this week that just didn't quite make the national headlines. Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me in studio, though, to take us through them all. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Not too bad. You're starting with it's a pretty serious story in Carlow that people might have missed.
A serious and frightening story from Carlow, as you say. And we do hear a lot of this. You've covered it on your own show here on Lunchtime Live about aggression and violence on the side of pitches. I'd have to say this one really takes the biscuit, though. So this was an under 12 soccer match in Carlow Town, right? Which I always thought would just be a bit of fun and give everyone a run out or whatever. But the match had to be abruptly abandoned when a coach was violently headbutted in front of dozens of children and parents and his own son. The guards had to be called, an ambulance had to be called to the scene as well. It happened during a match between two under 12 boys teams. One of the coaches was approached out of the blue, out of nowhere, by a parent and headbutted. And the coach involved is Alan Edwards, who's been speaking this week to the Carlow Nationalist. He says he's still very shaken by the ordeal. He said it's not something you'd ever expected a children's match to be assaulted at the side of a pitch. And he also makes an interesting point. I'm sure your listeners have said this as well. If it happened on the street, you'd be locked up.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It would be section four assault.
Yeah. And because it's kind of explained away a wee bit. Now, I will say Gardaí are investigating the matter. There were no words exchanged between them, according to Alan. No history. There's no beef between them. He literally just came up behind me, tapped me on the shoulder, and as I turned around, bang, he headbutted me. His son had to be taken away not to witness the distressing scenes of his dad being brought by ambulance to hospital in Kilkenny. Alan suffered a fracture to the top of his nose. He was off work for a week. He's self-employed, and he says he's still trying to wrap his head around it. And he said he still experiences a fuzzy sensation in his nose and remains rattled by the experience. And as I say, Gardaí are still investigating the incident, and any witnesses should come forward.
Okay.
Because I'm just kidding. Anywhere else I'd be ten. Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blonde fragility?
This, of course, is the Ken song from the Barbie movie.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
Which, by the way,
great.
I saw the movie about in the year after it came out. It's quite a good film.
Do you know what? It's great.
I actually enjoyed it.
It's easy watching. It's a little bit of fun. Total nostalgia, a bit of crack. Yes. People lost the run of themselves all up in arms.
I enjoyed it.
The Barbie movie.
And there's an important message behind it all as well. Anyway, we're talking about Barbie and Ken because if you are Barbie and there's a Ken in your life that's looking for work, well, then you need to go to Clare, we are told this week, because Clare County Council has just posted the perfect job opportunity for anyone who wants to be a beach boy and who fancies a bit of a change of lifestyle pace. And the job description matches the one enjoyed by Ken. However, the job in Clare may not be as glamorous as Ken on a beach in Malibu. The job is called beach operative, and you need to have a positive...
Is this a lifeguard?
No, it's not. No.
Right.
Kind of managing the beach.
Oh, right.
So you need a positive and welcoming attitude. The beach operative undertakes routine cleaning, including litter picking, management and emptying of bins. And there'll be a positive force welcoming those visiting Clare's beaches at any beach or area, and they may be assigned anywhere in the county. The pay isn't bad as well, by the way, because you get €677 per week.
Mm.
Now, if the weather continues like this,
it's
a dream job.
Yeah.
Don't know what it'd be like on a rainy Tuesday in February, but it's nice now if it's sunny.
Yeah, big time. So they're looking for a beach manager, really.
They are, yeah.
Do you have to do any lifeguarding?
No, you don't. No, and you don't have to be as good looking as Ryan Gosling either.
That might be a challenge.
Limerick, you're a lady. You're Shannon Waters, tears of joy that flow. Beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go.
So what are they up to in Limerick?
Well, Limerick is the place to be, particularly on Thursdays. Do you know, I've never been on a night out in Limerick.
Either have I.
Have you not?
No, never.
Will we go?
Because why not? Maybe I'll bring you for tacos in Limerick and we'll kill two birds at one stone. Like after you told me last week you'd never had a taco.
This will be your education for me on how to live.
This will be our summer tour.
Yeah, but I was just thinking, I've never even stayed over in Limerick City.
Do you know what?
I
only did 2 years ago because of we did the summer tour there.
Yeah, but you didn't go on a big night out.
No, gosh, you were working the next day.
Yeah.
Lovely city though.
We must go because I keep hearing it's a great night out and now is the perfect time to book, and it would seem a Thursday night is when we should go. So maybe we'll go Thursday, do the show Friday from Limerick, because a new initiative aimed at enhancing the nighttime economy in the city has been launched by the council. And starting this month, they're doing a thing called Twilight Thursdays. And they'll take place on the last Thursday of every month. And they'll have cultural events, live entertainment and late night business openings. And the idea is to create a dynamic, welcoming atmosphere for all. So businesses in Limerick right now are being urged to have events on these nights out. So on Twilight Thursdays, have big events. And also they're saying to the businesses in Limerick, will you please stay open later on these nights? Because a lot of times people get annoyed that you can only really go to the pub in a lot of towns and cities in Ireland after sort of 6-7 in the evening. So maybe if you have a nice cafe or something like that, you might stay open. And the mayor of Limerick, John Moran, is looking forward to the event, saying Twilight Thursdays is a fantastic opportunity for Limerick to showcase its vibrant culture and thriving nighttime economy. So book us in.
It's a brilliant idea, isn't it? Just to try and, you know, I suppose, put on a host of different activities or whatever for people that isn't just all booze related.
Exactly. And businesses, please stay open later if you can.
So what's the latest thing that's washed ashore?
There's so many stories about this recently. Loads of things are washing up in the water recently. The latest one washed up is a watch. So a watch was washed up, not easy to say, but it's a sports watch lost by a swimmer off the coast of West Wales, which has reappeared 150 miles away in an Irish town. So Martina Morgan was swimming with her friends in Tenby in Wales in April, and she noticed her Garmin watch, which was secured to a flotation device, had come loose. And to her surprise, three weeks later, she gets a phone call from a man called Sean Corcoran, who found her watch in a small bay called Ladies Cove near Waterford.
Isn't that brilliant?
So she, herself and her husband didn't expect to see it again, but they got a call from an Irish number 3 weeks later. Mr. Corcoran said he had to climb down a cliff to reach the beach where he found the watch, and he said it was like a message in a bottle. So then he went on Facebook and said to a Facebook page called I Am Waterford, "Hiya, I found this watch." And then he hadn't realised the watch had a mobile number on it. Must be a very fancy watch.
Yeah.
But people were telling him, check the mobile number on the watch. And hundreds of people replied saying it was a UK number. Within 20 minutes of putting it up on Facebook, he'd made contact with Martina. And the post It racked up more than a quarter of a million views in less than 24 hours. So Sean says, if a quarter of a million people are looking at it, people really are craving good news. The watch is being returned right now. Martina says it hasn't put her off wearing the watch again swimming because she says that it's the easiest way to record where you've been and what distance you've done.
I love that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love
it. It's a Garmin watch. Sounds very fancy.
To be honest, I would have thought it would have sank.
No. I don't know why it didn't. Well, this is Garmin for you, apparently.
There you are.
The sports watch.
And finally.
Yeah, we're going to Cork for our last story. Now, we always know there's tension between Cork and Dublin over where the real capital of Ireland is, but things are ramping up in the People's Republic of Cork because warning signs on lampposts on the traditional route taken when leaving Leaside to go to Dublin are delivering what we're told are a simple but chilling message to Cork drivers. Cork Bio has this story. So if you're going from Cork to Dublin, on the road out of Cork, there are bright yellow signs that have appeared this week on the Lower Glanmire Road. And what they say is, danger, this road leads to Dublin.
Ah, brilliant. That's fantastic. I don't want to hear any complaints now about this. This is a great story.
We're told it's a reminder of just how easy it is by accident to start travelling along the road out of Cork and suddenly you find yourself approaching Dublin. And it's been shared widely on social media around Cork in recent days. And here's the gas thing. We still don't know the identity of what's called the Good Samaritan who put the signs up. But it's just a warning, if you happen to be in Cork, God forbid you'd end up on the Dublin road out of the city.
Yeah, I only ever go to Cork by train now.
Yeah, we don't know this road.
No, I don't know it, but maybe I'll take it the next time.
You have been warned.
Just to see the sign. Any plans for the weekend to enjoy the sunshine?
I'm going to enjoy the sunshine. I've got a weeding to do in my garden, and then I think I'm going out in Dublin tomorrow night as well.
Oh, very good.
At my age, that's a big effort to go out in Dublin.
It's not like you, though.
No. It'll take me a week to recover.
Yeah, well, I might see him at a friend's 40th.
Oh, very good.
Our paths might cross.
Indeed.
And if they do, I'll bring you for that tackle. Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing presenter, back with you Monday at 6.
Have a lovely weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.